Have you not heard? I was under the impression that everyone had heard.
I think now everyone heard, but maybe a week ago? I don't think everybody had heard, but now all of a sudden, everybody heard.
That the bird is the word?
Playoffs, baby!
Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird.
What's up, Hoot Hut Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating right now is probably a 3, maybe a 4, because Damon was so late getting here for our live recording where everybody's in the same location. One of our rare special episodes. As we continue the slow push through the offseason, we've got a bit of a spark in the New Orleans sports world, and that is the Pelicans making the playoffs. Lots more on that later, plus the Masters recap, and the fact that New Orleans is hosting the Zurich Classic once again. Got a couple of Saints headlines to talk about, and a hefty segment of Look At Him tweets, including the results of Damon's music poll. So, one thing, for all of our new listeners, we just want to give you the extended intro. We don't report the news, we comment on it. We have a biased opinion toward the Saints, and we don't apologize for that, because that's who we are. We're the Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
We represent a niche community of New Orleans Saints fans from all around the... What was I going to say?
You were going to say, say bye-bye, donkeys.
I heard you start to come out of your mouth and you stopped.
Right.
We represent a niche community of New Orleans Saints fans from all around the world. So if you're easily offended, go ahead and stop listening now. For the rest of you, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go with a 2. A nice 2. It's going to be creeping up. I got a fresh beer here, so I'll be creeping up. And we got some other alcohol that's going to be consumed shortly, which you will hear. Just a 2. Probably would have been a 1 if we had started on time. So maybe it's not an awful thing that Damon's late.
All right. And with that, Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
0.
For now, right?
For now.
For now.
And it's going to grow.
It's going to get what?
Grow. Groot. It's going to Groot. Oh, we also have special guest Renee. Welcome to the show. Maybe old-time listeners, you remember Renee from talking sense into us. What were you talking sense into us about? The stadium, Pelicans. The Superdome experience? Oh, the Pelicans. That's right.
It was always the Pelicans.
About why we should be Pelicans fans.
That's right.
In New Orleans. And because the Pelicans made the playoffs, we brought Renee. It's a very rare occurrence where we have a female voice on the Dome Patrol podcast.
Once before.
That's right. we're very chauvinist. But Renee is here to do our inaugural, because we're recording the show,
live.
All live, well, for us it's live, we're going to edit it, of course, it's in person, we're all here, that's why the audio is a little bit different, sorry, gear fondler, as is tradition, we're going to start the show with a rum chata shot.
That's a rum chata pause point. All right.
That was a big shot glass for me, and I love it.
It was giant.
I feel like I should eat this Butterfinger egg to wash it down.
Yeah, you got some leftover Easter candy. So, for what you don't know, guys, is that every time we come to Jason's house to record the show...
And Renee.
I forget, you're on the show tonight. Jason and Renee's house to record.
Considering he's the only one who does the upkeep of the house, I would say it's more Renee's house than Jason. Jason just kind of lays on the couch and watches TV.
He podcasts.
You know what? I'm not going to...
You can't argue. No, it's not that you're not going to argue. It's you can't argue.
He did paint the fence.
I did paint the fence.
Well, then go outside and sit by your fence. Then.
It's raining. I can't go outside. Come on.
All right. So what we do, Jason and Renee have a large collection of shot glasses.
I'll give him that. That's all his.
Okay, that's Jason's got a large collection of shot glasses. So every time we do come here to record the show, and we always do rum chata shots, as is tradition, we all select shot glasses. So, everybody, I want you to tell us what shot glass you selected. I selected Space Mountain. It's a pretty cool black shot glass with a lot of stars and spacey stuff on it. And, obviously, Space Mountain's in Disney World. Damon, what did you choose?
I selected the LSU Tigers shot glass.
Right. And Jason gave you a hard time for selecting it as though LSU was not a Louisiana...
team. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Jason, do you have a...
You have something against LSU? You don't like LSU? You don't like LSU fans?
I have something against people wearing LSU gear to Saints games. That is my gripe. Otherwise, I love LSU.
But Damon's not wearing LSU gear.
You're right, he's not. He's not.
What is he wearing?
He's wearing Pelicans gear.
Why is he wearing Pelicans gear?
Playoffs.
All right. Jason, what shot glass did you choose?
It's a silver metallic shot glass, Mission Space.
From Epcot?
From Epcot, another Disney shot glass. If you listen to the show long enough and we do enough live recordings, you're going to find a lot of theme park shot glasses.
That's where he gets them all. And so, Renee, what shot glass did you choose?
Yeah, I have the Disneyland shot glass because I didn't see any other Disney shot glasses over there. I'm sure there are. It's just that there's a plethora of shot glasses.
But notice how she went land. We're going bi-coastal here.
Okay.
Well, we're going to Disney World in 2 weeks. So I was looking for a Disney theme.
I think you should buy a new shot glass when you're there.
I will not, because Jason already has 500.
He has them all. Right. Oh, Jason just wouldn't, like, you were like, I'm just going to grab the first one I saw. Or did you personally select that one?
I selected it. I looked for a Disney World one. I didn't see it initially, so I grabbed this one.
Okay.
So I didn't want to delay the podcast any longer.
Well, thank you. And in the spirit of not delaying, we are making a stronger effort this season. I guess what is this, the fifth season of the Dome Patrol podcast?
.com. We started in the fall of 2010.
So
this will be our
fifth. So this season, what we made a commitment is we want to be able to, like...
No, this will be our sixth season starting in August.
Okay, I'm not good at math, so I'm going to defer to you. Sixth season, we want to make sure that we get on point sooner, because nothing aggravates me more than listening to a podcast that takes 7 minutes to get to the actual meat of the show. And we're sitting at six...
7 minutes later.
Maybe it's just impossible to do. But anyway, let's move on to headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
Okay. First headline we have, the Saints. Since the last time we did the show, the Saints have signed Anthony Spencer from Dallas.
From Dallas, another guy who played under Rob Ryan.
He's a defensive end?
Defensive end. He is a little up there in age. The good news is we signed...
How many years has he played?
I think he's 32. Granted, it just seems like...
He's 31.
Okay, close enough.
Good call, good. That's all right.
Learning him.
Well, look. I think we'll all agree with this. He's an aging vet. Hopefully we can get a couple more years out of him. I'm sure he signed for a minimum salary.
Veteran minimum only counts against the cap like $650,000. So it's really, I mean, you could do a lot worse than
right,
that.
Right. I mean, he's not going to hurt you with his, at least, knowledge and experience. His best years have been under Rob Ryan. So we should know what we're getting. I don't expect 22 sacks from him next year.
No, kind of like a Paris Harrelson type signing. Sign him for the vet minimum. He might get 2 or 3 sacks a year.
We've done very well with signing aging veterans to minimum contract and getting a lot out of them, you know?
As long as he don't rape anybody.
Well,
but it wouldn't hurt us this year. It'd be after his career's over.
I see what you did.
You are correct. He never raped anyone while he was a Saint.
Right. That we know of.
All right, so I look at it this way. You're not necessarily signing him to have an impact on the field. You're signing him for his veteran leadership, which we're missing, and it was an obvious gap last year on the defense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and you look at who, Junior Gallette was your captain last year. Maybe Anthony Spencer comes in here and...
He's not going to be the captain.
Everybody, why not?
He's not going to be the captain.
Why not?
Normally, the captain at least has to be pretty damn productive to be a captain.
Or you can just be a frickin' leader.
No, look, Vilma was a captain in his last couple of years that he didn't even get on the field because of injury.
But he earned his captain.
You're right. No.
Right, that's the problem. He earned his captainship when he was great. They're not just going to take it away from him.
Right. No, he did. And
well, I think Junior Gallette lost his captainship.
Oh, he definitely lost it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You know, God bless Junior, but that, you know.
He's my boy.
After reading some of the things, you know, he was young and made some very stupid decisions that's cost him a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't see my drunk scale.
Oh, I'm sorry, Renee. What's your drunk scale number? Well, you didn't drink anything before the show.
It's a zero.
It's a zero, Renee. Renee wanted us to ask your drunk scale, and it's a zero.
We should have a contest at the end of the show. Who's higher, Damon or Renee? Who gets?
Yeah. Well, if it's a contest, then I'm certainly going to put in a good effort I'll win.
Yeah. All right. So Anthony Spencer, Renee, do you have any thoughts on Anthony Spencer?
No, I never heard him before. You just mentioned him.
All right.
Sorry.
He played for Dallas.
Been a little busy today with work.
So does he, all right, let's say he does come in and he's productive for whatever he's productive for. Does he cut into anybody's playing time, or is he just kind of like a rotation guy?
He's a rotation guy, but it's not like we're loaded at, I mean, we have, you have Gallette at linebacker because he's a linebacker, but who else do we have on the other? If we really go back to a 3-4, okay, we don't really have anybody else on the end. We'll see what they do in the draft.
What does Rob Ryan like to run?
Well, he was going to come here to run the 3-4. Injuries forced his hand. We had to go to the 4-3. I mean, it's going to be a hybrid. But he's,
so is this solving the Victor Butler problem?
Which,
even though Victor Butler was a linebacker,
I mean, he played the same position as Victor Butler. He would meet the same role as Victor Butler.
Yes. Aha!
Hopefully, he doesn't tear his ACL like Victor Butler.
Well,
I think he got suspended.
Yeah,
no,
he got suspended for PEDs too. Well, he's got to get back.
So he's Victor Butler.
We'll see.
Rob Ryan said, "I need the guy."
I mean, Spencer did make a Pro Bowl. That's behind him. I mean, he
has not long ago.
Maybe 2 or 3 years ago, yeah, but his last year or two wasn't very great.
And he got hurt in, what, 13?
He's been a bit fighting with the injury bug.
But if he can give us anything, it's not a big, huge investment.
That's the main thing. That's like you just said, $600,000 against the cap for a team that's, you know, we're up against the cap. We can't go spend extravagantly this year.
Not anymore.
So why did Dallas let him go for if they could have signed him for this?
Because his salary was probably high. Because he was, they probably, when he had his good year, they signed him to a big contract. So he had a big number. He got cut.
Okay, so it wasn't like a free agent.
No. Well, I mean, Dallas cut him, and then
he was under contract.
He was a free. Do you understand free agency?
No.
No, you're right.
He doesn't understand most things.
Good point.
And
good
he gets
point.
Mad when I ask him. The other way, like, Jeff, you understand that? And he goes, "What do you say, Jeff?" Because he doesn't understand most things.
No.
If he was a free agent. How much was Dallas paying him last year?
Could have been $5 or $6 million because he was under his old contract. They cut him. He's a free agent to sign with anybody. Just like we cut Pierre, he's a free agent.
All right.
That's how free agency works.
I understand that.
You sure?
I think so.
Then what are you missing?
Right.
This guy is fucking stupid.
All right. So moving on.
Yep.
Greg Jennings visited the Saints. Was it this week?
This week.
Yeah.
And
supposedly rumors were flying that signing could be imminent. I mean, he may be signed before we publish.
How do y'all feel about that?
I like it.
Why?
I like it. I mean, it's a lot of the same things that we just said about Spencer. He's an aging vet who's going to come in here on a minimum contract.
Colston's an aging vet.
Right.
Well, I mean, assuming Jennings comes in at minimum...
He'll come in. I mean, he's going to come in minimum to
low.
Low. Because him, look, he and Colston came in at the same
time. If it ain't low, he ain't coming in.
Okay, they were drafted, both of them, in 2006.
Colston and
Jennings were both drafted in 2006.
Who was drafted first?
Jennings. Colston was 4 from the bottom.
Right. You know what I mean?
But, so, I don't. He's not going to get a super rich deal with any team. You know, he's a 30-year-old plus quarterback. I mean, a wide receiver.
But I mean, is it worth signing him over just drafting a guy in the draft when a lot of people seem to think there's a lot of wide receiver depth?
Yes, but if you sign him and you have Spencer, what I think that does to the organization on draft night is it frees you up for having to reach for somebody. It frees you up from having to reach for a position. Where, yes, these guys are not long-term solutions, but if you can grab a year or two out of them, it helps you on draft day to go for really the best player available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jennings can still play in this league. Again, you know,
I mean,
he's not going to be Megatron, but he can still play in the league.
And I know his stats have dipped, but look who he had as fucking quarterback in Minnesota. Christian Ponder.
And people like Bridgewater, you know, but anyway. And the same with Spencer. Yeah, he might not gathered 18 sacks, but he's going to give you a veteran presence who can definitely hold his own. Mm-hmm. So then the draft, you know, so now, again, you don't have to reach
for receiver when you need to.
I mean, that's how I look at both of those signings, you know, and actually what we've done a lot over the years past. So
my question is, I hear what you're saying, but what's his speed like? Because if I remember correctly, Jennings on Green Bay...
He's faster than Marcus Colston.
He's faster than Colston.
Is he still faster than Colston? I mean, yes. They're both old guys.
It doesn't take.
I'm almost as fast as Colston. Okay? I'm almost as fast as
But he's not your deep threat. He wouldn't be signed as
No, of course not.
Brandon Cooks is your deep threat.
No, we're signing.
He's like 3 inches tall.
Doesn't matter. No, we're signing Jennings because
That's what he said.
We're signing Jennings because he's a professional wide receiver and can get open and can make some catches. Deep threat or not, that's irrelevant. He can be productive in this offense.
Right.
Hell, pretty much anybody can be productive in this offense. So he's almost got an incentive to come here to be like, hey,
if you think about it, with Drew Brees, you don't really need a deep threat much more because can Drew Brees really throw the
stop
deep
it.
Ball?
Okay.
Hey-o!
Noah.com troll over there.
There we go. All reports say likely, and by the time this podcast comes out,
it's
he
possible.
May very well
I mean, who knows?
Signed,
yeah. We'll see.
Or we'll know that he will not be signed, so... We'll see what happens. How's that for Captain Obvious? Like, he's either going to be signed or he won't be signed.
He's either going to play football with the Saints or he won't play football for the Saints.
But either way, I think both of those veteran pickups would be very good for the roster.
They're
not in their glory years anymore, but you don't. You're not asking them to carry
right.
the team.
And you're not going to pay them like
and
they're
you're not
in their prime.
Them like they're in their prime.
Right. That's the big thing.
But it's a smart move for a team who's still not 100%, you know, salary cap healthy.
By the way, I just want to point out that Jeff continues to put ice in his beer.
Because they're not cold enough.
Another strike against Jason.
You agree?
Wait, what?
I haven't had one. I don't know if they're cold enough or not.
Did you put them in the freezer?
No, they're in the fridge.
See, the thing is, when we come over here, what Jeff forgot to say a while ago is Jeff comes over here and drinks all of Jason's liquor.
No, I brought my own.
Oh, you brought your own beer?
Yeah, asshole. Fuck you.
No.
I bought the rum chata, and I brought my own beer.
Jason, how often has Jeff brought rum chata and beer to your house?
Not counting
tonight.
He's brought
Is
beer.
Is people's court?
He's brought beer before. He hasn't brought rum chata, but I've had rum chata. But he has brought beer pretty
how
much
How many times
pretty
have
much
you
every
brought
time.
Rum chata?
Never.
Okay.
All right.
So shut the fuck up.
How often do I come here compared to Jeff?
Same amount of times.
Really? Yeah.
Every once
That's
in a while, he'll come over.
Really?
Not much more, yeah.
I believe the term is,
really?
Oh, fuck you.
I thought you were a better friend than that.
All right, gentlemen. Free your mind.
I'd like to free something.
Focus.
That's what I was thinking. Just focus. Whatever.
The point about Greg Jennings is I've always been envious, and maybe it's fantasy football reasons, but I've always been envious of Green Bay for having Greg Jennings. So the idea of having Greg Jennings...
Why?
I just...
You know what?
He's been a great receiver.
Right. The problem is you're envious of Green Bay having Greg Jennings in 2011.
Right.
It's a completely different... Well, not completely different, but it's a different Greg Jennings in 2015 than it is 5 years ago.
Okay.
Was he that much better than Colston? Honestly, over the...
I mean, he put up...
He had a great
you know what? You know what? If you think about it, he probably put up very similar numbers to Colston. Maybe he had some more touchdowns and a little bit more yards, but it wasn't that
Remember, you know, Colston, one of the things... Colston's never made a Pro Bowl, if I'm correct.
Which is, yeah.
Okay, but again, Colston suffers from being on a Sean Payton, Drew Brees offense where they spread the ball around.
Yeah.
Where they're not going to lock in on one receiver. Now, we felt like they did that with...
Jimmy.
So... I think Colston, he is the most underrated wide receiver in the NFL, 100%.
Yeah.
No one thinks about him.
Can't argue there.
So, we're all looking forward to the Avengers coming out, right?
Well, I think it's a little too early for Avenger talk.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the Avengers yet, but I'm going to say the Avengers is coming out.
You know, it's only like 2 weeks away.
No. All right, so anyway, we're going to go see the Avengers at the Alamo Draft House.
No. No.
Where?
At the movie tavern.
The movie tavern in Mandeville, which is very much like the Alamo Draft House, where you basically drink beer and watch movies. In the spirit of the Avengers, we've created a new segment called... Because the Avengers, I've heard there's a new superhero they're going to introduce in the movie. It's called Captain Obvious. So we're going to read a couple of headlines, because Captain Obvious's alter ego is that he works for a newspaper, an online newspaper that writes headlines for Saints news. And so the first headline that Captain Obvious from the Avengers wrote is, Jennings could be a good fit if the price is right.
Insert any other player's name.
Right, okay. All right.
And the second headline that Captain Obvious has written is, draft will be critical for future of the Saints.
These are actual newspaper headlines.
Real headlines written, the joke aside, but The Advocate, Damon, your favorite newspaper, is the one who wrote, draft will be critical for future of the Saints.
I mean,
thanks for that. I didn't even read the story, but I would imagine the story would be something like, if the Saints make good selections, they're going to have players that make a difference. Is John Madden working for this?
Right.
The Advocate? All right. Anyway, we're going to move on. I just had to read those headlines. They just couldn't be passed up. Okay, so the next segment we're going to move on to is Overanalyze This. Damon, this is your segment. This is your music vote. So if any of you missed last week's episode, stop now, go back and listen to it, and listen to what Damon talked about us playing music.
And when you go back and listen to it, we'll reintroduce it with new music behind it.
So what I'm going to do here is we took a vote. Damon, you asked the listeners
right
to vote on whether they wanted to keep music in the background
as is,
where we introduce a segment and the music keeps playing in the background for an extended period of time until the song ends, versus fading it out quickly, like maybe like 15 seconds in, right? Would that be a fair compromise that you would be willing to make, right?
Yes, okay. That's still too long. Once the conversation starts, the music.
So you're saying, like, if we were to say, like, and now it's headlines, and he's like, hello, I'm Ken Brockman, and this is I on Springfield.
Right.
And then the minute we say the first headline, then there's no music, nothing?
Maybe 5 seconds after we stop.
Okay, it'll fade out.
But it goes out to like, out.
So you're saying when it starts fading until it fades out and not fades down and rides a little bit.
And rides all the way out, exactly.
Okay, okay.
How many answers did we get?
We ended up getting 11.
Okay.
That were recorded. I also got an additional response from a coworker.
Oh, you got a verbal response.
What
was the verbal response before we go into these?
He said Damon was dead wrong. It's perfect the way it is.
Okay.
Jason worked with a bunch of morons who...
Well, hold on, Damon.
Apparently.
Those are listeners.
That's right. Those are listeners.
Right. You're calling our listeners.
And you did say, Damon, that no matter what the vote you wanted to hear, no matter what the vote was, you were going to go with it, and then you wouldn't say another word after.
Well, we're not there yet.
Okay. So here's one from DigiSmack. Tyler Morgan says, keep the background music, but trade Damon to the Seahawks for a Pop-Tart. Hashtag anger management. So he didn't like the rants.
Right.
All right. Then some people like the rants. All
right. Some people don't.
Tyler doesn't. You have anything to say to Tyler?
No. I'm waiting for somebody else.
All right. Alex Barbie he made us like explain our side. He had heard your side of the argument.
Right.
He's been a guest on the show. That's Jason opening the beer there. Alex has been a guest on the show. We've talked to him, and he wanted us to explain our side because he felt like you explained your side.
Right.
And so after we explained our side, he actually voted for us. Basically, he said, in order for us to pick a side in MusicGate, hashtag MusicGate, Jason and Jeff actually need to make an argument why longer music is better, and we said, I'm not going to read all of it.
No, what was your argument?
Okay. So Jason did say, I'm good with shortening it. The issue for me is leaving it as background. So Jason wants to keep it as background.
Right.
And then he says, Alex says, what does leaving it as background add to the podcast?
And so he said, he continued that with, "I'm not taking a side here, just trying to see where y'all are."
Okay,
Alex is looking to make an informed decision.
I'm curious to what the response was to Alex.
And then Jason responded with, "It's part of the show's DNA."
Was it not, was it just part of like trying to cover up the sounds of me washing dishes and stuff?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
But I like that Renee's on the show. Well played.
It gives me an extra excuse.
There you go. So I replied with, "The best analogy I can give is along the same lines as," because Alex works, he's a manager in a restaurant.
Right.
So I gave the analogy of, like, why would you're playing music in the background at the bar or at a restaurant.
Right.
And so people are sitting at a table having a conversation and that music's in the background. Okay, and so that is what led Alex. He said, "Your use of analogy forces me to vote for music in the background." Hashtag MusicGate.
So you're saying that because it gives us a bar-like atmosphere, and that's the thing of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. You are drinking.
100%. I agree with that 100%, and I will make sure from now on.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't like where this
we
is going.
We will be like we're just sitting in a bar. All of them. Every
fight,
episode.
You're going to punch everybody?
Hold on. I'm just saying, that's because that's that argument.
Wait,
that's
it's
that
easy
argument.
For him to say right now because we actually are sitting at a bar.
We live
on the podcast.
All right, hold on. Here comes Jose Caro, who I think is Damon's friend. I agree with Damien. Oh, no, he's not your friend because you got your name wrong.
Let me see.
He says, "I agree with Damien with the I." By the way, folks, because a few people got it wrong, it's Damon.
No one ever calls me Damon anyway.
Well, you act like Damien from the Omen. Sometimes when you get on your rants. Guys play way too much music. If I want to listen to music, I'd listen to a music podcast.
Thank you, Jose.
All right, so what's the score here? We got 3-1?
3 or 4-1, yeah.
I know your ass is counting.
I know you're counting it. You know what? Trust me, the numbers will not matter.
Yeah. Okay, so here comes Nier. Nier says, "FYI, guys, I disagree with Damon. The fading music in the segments is great just the way it is." And that's Nier.
He hung out with Nier. He did mention like a pub-like atmosphere.
He said, "The soft music in the background brings about a pub feeling, which is actually what y'all are going for, I think.
Qualifying.
And then he did say, to be honest, I use headphones, so I don't know if that changes things. Okay, so then here comes the Gear Fondler. So the Gear Fondler, I'm going to read all your tweets, GF. Or JF.
Oh, y'all are on good name basis? Go GF?
Yeah, he's my guy. He's my boy.
All right.
He says, "I do have hearing loss." So, kind of like you, Damon. He's got
Yeah, I'm going to punch you.
Oh, he's really here. I can't.
Right, he actually could punch you.
Right, that's right. He says, "Please do the podcast in mono," and that's an editing term, and we know what we're talking about.
Well, but when that happens, that's a mistake.
Yeah, right.
That's an accident on whoever edits.
Usually Jeff's fault.
Jeff's fault.
Bullshit. I send you the file.
The problem is, you send it to me separate.
Fucking edit it in mono. All right, anyway.
It doesn't work that way.
Here and there.
Then all I do is pick up your conversation, and that makes for a shitty podcast.
So it's Jeff's fault, you're saying?
Yes.
He's blaming me. Right. Everybody blames me. That's fine. I don't mind. So he says, "Please do the show in mono all the time," which we do strive to do that. Yeah, Damon's right, though. If we don't do it in mono, it's an accident.
On Jeff's fault.
He says, "End the songs when you start talking."
Which is usually what we do because we can edit how we want to.
That's not what we do. He's siding with Damon.
Oh, okay. I see.
And he says, "Keep the drops under 5 seconds even." So he's saying, like, when you introduce a segment, 5 seconds, get back to the show.
That's a little quick.
Yeah,
that's
he's hardcore.
Like,
he's hardcore.
A little bit of a how's your father. Yeah.
And then he says, watch your levels. Because I agree. I remember the episode, Gear Fondler, when you did tweet us the first time saying, you know, you were listening to the voices, and then the music came in really loud. I remember that because it came in loud on us, too. I believe that was the episode I was editing. That was my mistake. And ever since you said that, I do hope that you've recognized that we've paid a lot more close attention to the levels. We do listen to listener feedback. All right. He also said, "Keep Jason," because remember, Jason, Damon, you asked if we should just get rid of Jason. He says, "Also keep Jason because Damon's rage control issues need a target." "And a full song at the end is great."
Yes. Well, we've ordered it. And then Jason goes after we talk about saying that's great and doesn't finish the whole song.
Okay. So then he did say, "Keep up the good work. You asked us to nitpick the show." So Gear Fondler, great. So then Jay Shivers came in, Jared Shivers came in with, honestly, I don't mind the music. I just don't like the yelling from Damon.
Oh.
I feel like he's a fucking dickhead. All right?
Jay Shivers is an asshole.
He was on the show, too, by the way.
Who was that?
Remember when we had Jay Shivers and Jay Grizzy?
Yeah. Jay Grizzy was much better. He really didn't add anything to the conversation. The man seemed kind of dull to me. You know? Sort of a moron.
All right, so then we had the Hungry Hoodat come on. And the Hungry Hoodat says, music is just fine how it is. Damon is old. I do enjoy angry outbursts caused by the music, though.
Right, so he's voting for something that he enjoys to annoy me. See, so those last two votes don't count.
Oh,
the one before that he likes
the music.
Is dull. No, he likes me.
A vote for a yes is a vote for a yes.
He likes to stick you with a prodding iron. Is what he does. Right. All right, then Neil. We love Neil.
That's Neil.
One of my favorites. I love the show as it is with all its music and indents. Damon loses his point by losing his temper. That's one to listen to. He said, calm down, son. If you would have argued your point without calling everybody ignorant cunts, you might have won some votes.
He said that?
No, but I'm ad-libbing.
I can't say that word because
actually,
Jeff's wife is sitting in here. But
Jason's wife is in
here. Jason's
right,
wife.
I don't get offended easily.
There was somebody else who mentioned, like, he just doesn't like Damon yelling out, Jeff, you FNC.
Right. Okay, hold on. Now, here comes Wheels. You asked Wheels personally.
Yes, I did.
Wheels comes in. The background music does not bother me. Side note, can someone get Damon a blood pressure pill or something? Then Wheels did come in and say, you ignorant cunts, you guys missed a great opportunity in editing that you could have played Jane, you ignorant slut. And he's right. We missed it. That would have been a great edit point. The Saturday Night Live skit, Jane, you ignorant slut. Yeah, we should have thrown that in.
I think we should start you. We could use that a lot with Jeff, you ignorant slut, because you do tend to say a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, we
things.
Probably could.
Jason. Jeff does say a lot of dumb things.
Okay, so then we have a new guy that we've never heard from, Michael Bro, at Saint Bro.
Is that the new cornerback we signed?
Maybe so.
No, it's Delvin Bro.
No, I'm a bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bros.
Chill the music a little bit and quit interrupting Damon.
Something tells me Damon created that's his new Twitter feed.
There's no picture with
it.
Of
course it's an egg. If you're an egg, you don't count.
If you're an egg, you don't count. That's a brand new Twitter. Yeah, that's fucking Damon. He's laughing.
That's why he was on his phone.
He knows it.
He's been on his phone in the last 15 minutes.
When did that come in?
4 days ago. Yeah. But that would have been awesome if it was you. Admit it. It's you.
No.
You're Michael Bro.
No, because I don't know how to... I don't understand that Twitter. And I couldn't even follow the conversation to see how this was going.
All right.
I had to make Jeff send it. All right.
Then Tom Ensign comes in. Dad to Twins 09 comes in with, I agree with Damon about the music. # can't believe I said that. # what's wrong with me?
I think we're probably good, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
Oh, here's one. Well, we'll save that for look at him tweets. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, here's one from Iceman 23. I got to tell you something about Iceman 23. I like this dude. I wish you would tweet us more, Iceman. He loves WWE. He loves when we throw WWE in there.
Oh.
Every time we throw WWE.
We haven't done that in a long
right.
time.
Right.
Oh, you didn't know?
Iceman, I want you on the show. I'm calling you out, motherfucker. I want you to tweet us and let's get you on the show. Iceman comes in with, keep the music like it is. Keep doing what y'all doing. # Who Dat Nation. Iceman has been a longtime listener. And he's actually been, I've seen Iceman tweet to his friends, telling his friends they need to listen to the show. I'd love to get Iceman on here.
Well, we do kind of tell people to tell their friends about the Dome Patrol podcast.
And he actually does it.
Okay.
Neil, I haven't seen you tweet none of your friends about
I'm not sure how many friends Neil has. So.
And then,
why are we picking on Neil? Come on. He's like our most loyal listener.
And then Crime Donkey says, keep the music as it is. And Dome Patrol podcast says, keep the music as it is. No, so overall, I think when we counted 11 people voted. Well, that it was over 75% voted to keep it as it is.
Well, let me see that if I can figure it out. And
you don't even know Twitter. He's gonna break your phone.
Okay, we don't count crime.
We're spending way too much time on this now. I think we got Damon, the point across.
Did you not listen to everything? There was two.
He doesn't want to give it up. Look,
and I quit.
He doesn't want to give it up. So basically, the gist is we're gonna keep it the way it is.
Well, and here's the count. Let me tell you something.
Okay. Let's do it.
First of all, let's do it.
Okay, hold on. First of all,
so we just read. Wait, we just read all the Dome Patrol podcast tweets. Look at them tweets.
Hey.
But responses to the votes, and Damon lost.
Damon did lose.
Damon lost.
I'm not sure about that, but.
It was 8-2.
The numbers are here.
It wasn't even 8-2.
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was 8-3.
I'll give you 3, whatever. 75%.
So now we're back to a
rum shot at pause point.
I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Why is he going to have any?
Want to put in here?
Because he tells me to buy...
Special K. Not Circle K. Special K.
Okay.
Special K.
Here's the deal.
No, I'm going to...
Sorry, I'm a 0.5 now.
You lost, so you're in no position to negotiate.
Yeah.
But here's the deal I'm willing to make with you.
Okay.
I can't speak for him. When he edits, he's going to do what he's going to do.
Right.
But the last episode, when you did ask for the vote...
Right.
I gave you an episode with the edits that I felt like you were asking for.
Right. You did good. Except
the ones I didn't were on purpose.
Right. But
to either illustrate what you were saying or to fuck with you.
Right.
And I will always fuck with you. Like let's put that as clause A.
So you're saying you will always fondle his gears?
Yes. So what I'm willing to give you, and I don't know, Jason, you're a different deal with him. When I edit, I will fade. I will not necessarily always let a song play out unless I feel that the song needs to play out. But I will fade it out maybe 30 seconds in.
That'd be better than
when... It's
been too. It's been too long.
All right, Jason, what are you going to do? Do you agree? You're cool with
that? Yeah, no, I mean...
But there are some times where I will intentionally fuck with you.
Well, that's fine, because you're going to get it back.
I am going to pay attention to shorten the intro songs and to not let it go on, unless for some reason it would call for it, but for the most part, I'm going to keep it nice and tidy. All right, and I'm going to keep the background atmosphere because that's what we're at a bar.
Well, that's just stupid. And I wish we could go back. I wish we had some original.
Like I said, I have done every.
I wish we had some original episodes. I wish we had some.
75% of the votes came in. They want the show to stay like it is.
Well, no, because they just don't care. They just don't care one way or the other.
He's trying to. He's a fucking troll.
He's a troll.
And you're that guy. We're gonna get into that.
You said if the people vote, I want to listen to whatever. If the people wanted it, they would have said no.
How many people listened to the show last week?
Over 1,000.
And we got 11 responses. That is not a good sample size.
He's trying to come up with an excuse.
That is not a good sample size.
You said that no matter what the response was, you would adhere to the response and you wouldn't say anything after.
And I said...
I gotta pee.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
So, that being said, I think we have a healthy compromise.
We'll see.
Even though... do you understand, Damon, that the compromise we're making... The fans or listeners.
Well,
the people who voted.
You have 11 people. You have 11 people.
Okay. Everybody else had a chance to vote and they chose not to.
Okay, I mean.
And if they chose not to, that means they're fine.
No.
Abstention.
No.
And abstention means I don't have an opinion either way.
Maybe they're not on Twitter.
Oh, 1,000 people are not on Twitter.
Yes.
Dana's not on Twitter, but he's also.
If they're listening to a podcast, they're on Twitter.
No, I listen to a lot of podcasts not on Twitter. Anyway.
He's the exception to the rule, but...
And no, shut up. Now, 11 people doesn't make a quorum.
You make yourself sound like an idiot.
11 people does not make a quorum.
It doesn't, but the fact that you had 8 of 11 that were voted on your side, you can't... How other way are you going to take it? You're just going to automatically assume that, no, everybody else thinks differently.
Right.
Like, yeah. I know it's not the greatest population size.
Take 8 of 11, multiply that by a thousand.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's all we have as a sample population. But you can't extrapolate any other way.
You what you get, and that's what you asked for. You asked for a Twitter poll, you got a Twitter poll, and you lost.
Out of 11 people, that's not a loss. That's a non-participation.
No, you lost.
That's a non-participation.
It's like he said.
He's trying to come up with some kind of excuse to keep it going.
All right. It's a non-participation.
And here's
Jason, you suck at editing.
Here's the beauty.
Your opinion.
No. Here's the beauty. You lost, and we're even though you lost, we could come back and say, since you lost, we're going to do
whatever. We're going to just do whatever the fuck
we're actually
want.
Saying,
that's what you want.
Even though you lost,
want.
Even though you lost,
that's what you
we're
want.
Still going to give you half of what you're asking for. Maybe even more. I'm willing to cut it at 15, 20 seconds. I'm fine with that. I don't need the song to play the whole way.
Whew.
All right. So, from there, where do we go? I think we should go to...
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Apparently, Keenan Lewis gave up his number, 28, to C.J. Spiller.
Apparently, C.J. Spiller loves the number 28.
Ah, yes! Teamwork! That's nice to see.
Apparently. Yeah, just gave it up, C.J. Spiller. That's the number he's always had, and he was willing to give it up. So now Keenan Lewis is going to be 21. The number of dearly departed Corey White.
Oh, my God. That makes me nervous.
Thankfully,
I don't want to see a 21 in the Saints backfield ever again.
Yeah. Thankfully, the number's not going to make him suck.
Right.
I wonder what he was in Pittsburgh.
I asked the very same question. Was he 21 in Pittsburgh?
It should be easy to look up.
Jeff, look at the picture.
23.
You dumb.
I should have let him in
a Pittsburgh uniform. And I just scrolled down.
You mentioned that the first thing when she pulled it up. The first thing I saw.
She's real
fast. Yeah, him in a uniform.
She's real fast. Yep, 23. Well, hold on. Here's my problem.
So the number doesn't matter.
How come Keenan Lewis's Wikipedia page still shows him in a Pittsburgh uniform?
Because Wikipedia is not. Perfect. Nobody cares about a random cornerback in the NFL.
He's not a random cornerback. He's the best cornerback.
Because we're Saints fans.
It relies on other people to update, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've tried to update a couple of times.
I don't know.
And they don't let you do it.
Rewrite the encryptions.
One time I updated Cooper Manning. Can you believe Cooper Manning had a Wikipedia page?
Well, why not?
He is a Manning.
And I put in that he is the only Manning brother not to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. And they didn't let you?
And they didn't let me do it.
Jeez, well, it's true.
It's true. I'm not saying anything. I'm not lying or making anything up. I just point out he was the only brother not to win a Super Bowl.
So the Saints running backs that you're going to see in the backfield this year is Mark Ingram at number 22.
Spiller, 28.
Spiller, 28.
You still got Kyrie, 29.
You know what you won't see for the first time since 2006?
Pierre Thomas.
2007. Although, look, there'll still be a 23 somewhere, whether it be somebody we draft or if we sign somebody. There's going to be a 23.
Maybe that's why Keenan Lewis didn't take 23.
I kind of thought that, maybe too.
So.
Out of respect.
Got to respect the Pierre.
Respect.
Maybe
he knows something we don't know. Maybe Pierre signed with us later.
I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Nah, I think he took 21. I think he wanted to redeem 21.
Yeah.
All right, and now the moment that all you basketball fans have been waiting for. It's the Pelican Plunge! Wait, no. It's the Pelican Playoff Plunge!
The game. Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
You gon' win!
Yeah. Pass the ball. Final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass.
Best plunge segment of the season. Just like...
Oh, I came down hard on that one.
Just like...
Anthony Davis came down hard!
Just like it was the best crowd of the entire season last night. It was awesome. Even though I wasn't sitting in my regular seats.
Oh, where were you sitting?
Up top.
Up top.
Really?
Yeah, I had sold my tickets like 4 months ago, not realizing.
To
who? Wow.
Why?
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on,
wait a second.
Hold on.
This needs an investigation, doesn't it, Jeff?
Okay. It does warrant an investigation because you have spent the whole season telling people how terrible fans they were. And how they didn't believe in the Pelicans.
I know. You're right. I did. And you know what I did? Even though I sold my tickets, I still bought other tickets and still went to the game.
So you
I was still there.
Money off the game.
No. I sold them for face value. No, sold them for face value.
Why'd you sell your tickets?
He was a co-owner of my fantasy football team, and we made a big run, and I was in a moment of happiness and said, hey, I want to go to this game. I was like, sure, I'll sell them to you.
You didn't leave.
No, I said that I didn't believe.
You figured you'd sell them because they would be meaningless.
I thought we'd have clinched already.
You thought we were out.
No, I thought we'd have clinched already, and the game wouldn't matter. Very rarely does the last...
Revenge has a different story.
Very rarely does the last season of the... Does the last game of the season, like, matter. I just assumed if we're in, we're in. If we're out, we're out. One game is not going to matter.
All right.
My theory is it's the last game of the season, whether it's
in the playoffs or not.
Yeah, it's still the last game. Like, it could potentially be the last game that you get until next year.
Well, Renee, aren't
if you make the playoffs,
great.
I'll go to the next game.
Exactly.
If you miss the playoffs,
at least I had that.
No. Renee, aren't half those tickets yours?
He pays for them, so...
Well, but you're married, but so, I mean, yeah. under common law. I mean.
They do get charged on my
credit
card.
Actually, so, like, right. A quarter of them are mine, then. That's so interesting. The other half belongs to his parents.
I'm downloading that.
But...
So you sold part of Renee's tickets without asking. Is that what you're saying?
I did.
You did.
I sold them to a guy who helped me earn money officially. Either way, the fact is, I still...
Let's talk about the fucking playoffs, right. Guys. We're in the fucking playoffs. Right.
The fact is, I still bought tickets and still went to the game.
Who gives a fuck? We're in the playoffs.
Exactly. All I'm saying...
How awesome was the ending of that game?
The whole game.
Not just the ending.
Kicking their ass for the first time.
Would you let me talk?
Do it.
As being a guy who was at the stadium.
Oh, my memory's better because I heard about it on the internet.
You watch it on TV, your memory is not as good as me being in the arena.
Jason, Jeff's memory just... I thought we were talking about it.
Now I see what he was talking about.
Boom, motherfucker.
Being in the arena with everybody wearing red, it was the red out game.
What?
The red wedding. Now you see what I did.
Damn, I wish I was there.
Everybody was wearing red, but even the day of the game, more media was talking about it. More people, like, I wore red in my office. Other people wore red in my office. Like, it was actually a thing. Like, normally, like, look, if you think about it, every Friday during football season, people wear Saint shit to work on Friday.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Doesn't happen with the Pelicans. Obviously, there's a lot more games, but on Wednesday... It was a thing to wear red that day.
Nobody sent me the memo, by the way.
You do live in cowboy country. I mean, but you do have a red Pelican shirt, though, right?
No, I have a blue Pelican shirt.
For now.
Much like the ones you both are wearing.
But anyway, but there was, you know, once they won Monday night, you know, the next morning I'm like, okay, I know I don't have to, I have to go. So I called, got tickets, made sure I was in the building. It was just, that whole day was just fun, a lot of nervous energy, because it's the, really, if you think
like
about it.
It's like the Saints playoff game.
Yeah, it was the biggest basketball game in the city in 7 years. Since Game 7 against the Spurs in 2008, it really was the biggest game in the city. Right. And you could tell, like
I know somebody I worked with said it felt like you were at a Saints game.
I mean, just.
The first Pelicans game where she was like, I felt like, for the first time, I was at a Saints game.
I mean, it was the biggest game since we've been the Pelicans. I mean, 100%.
Oh, wow.
And you can just, like, finally people
got into it.
People were clawing for that bandwagon. They're like, oh, I want some of this. I want some of this.
Oh,
I want to wear red. Fletcher Mackle buying this ugly ass red suit.
That?
Fletcher Mackle?
It was gross. Jen Hale wearing her red dress. Damon texted about that.
Yeah, Jen Hale was looking nice.
Oh, was that Tinny?
Yeah, she was looking
I didn't
nice.
See that. You have a picture?
I was at the game. Sorry, I didn't see it. But anyway. It was
a screenshot.
It was a great atmosphere, and it's just I love when the arena is like it's just, it's
electric.
Awesome. I mean, it really
it's
was
electric.
It really was like it used to be in right, the playoffs
so
back in the day.
So the
best part about the game was that I mean, look, it's
was the dancers.
I mean, look,
the Pelicans dancers.
The Spurs had won 11 straight coming into the game. They were playing. They were playing for the 2 seed in the West. If they win, they're the 2 seed. They lost, they're the 6. They drop all the way to the 6 seed.
Oh, so they were not.
No, they were playing to win.
Which is interesting you say that, because somebody I listened to on the pregame was like, oh, well, the Spurs aren't really going to play, so the Pelicans are going to ease it in. Because the Spurs are already in.
Streetport radio. No, they had everything to play for, and we came out, we scored 30-something points in the first quarter.
We knocked those motherfuckers back.
I mean, we came out and played the best. I mean,
to the six.
I mean, look, say what you want about Monty. He coached a great. These players were prepared to play the game. They came out. They made shots. We had like a 20-something point lead in the second quarter. Now, look, the Spurs were going to make their run because they are defending champs.
Oh, that's first.
At one point, they got it back down to 4 points in the second half.
Yeah, Popovich.
And you can I mean, look, the crowd was just nervous. And then they started doing the hack-a-shick. Just doing the instantly fouling Oshik.
Well,
I mean, look, it's legal. It's not a bad strategy. It's
why
smart.
Not? I'll trade you right. 2 points for 1 point.
That means a 50%
shooter. As long as I can keep him in the game.
Right. And right. They fouled him like 3 or 4 times.
Dude, that's strategy. Well, all right. So we were listening to a basketball show before we put on the podcast. And like they were saying, like, the regular season is a player's game. The postseason is a coach's game. And Popovich was playing a coach's game.
I mean,
at that
Popovich
point.
Is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, and he knew what he was doing. Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm down by 8. What was it, 8 at the time, or maybe 9?
Yeah, I mean, it was like, yeah, 10 or 9.
And he was like, every time Oshik has the ball, I know they're going to want to call timeout and get him out or somehow do a substitution, so I'm going to make that motherfucker go to the free throw line. And I'll trade you 2-1 as long as I can do it.
Right.
Which I'm going to inch, and he got it within 4 points.
Yeah, they got within 4 points, and you could just...
That's a smart coaching decision.
You could just tell, like the mood
in
the
arena.
And
that's why he's going to out-coach Monty Williams. Monty Williams is not that smart of a coach. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, and I love that we're in the playoffs, but if the playoffs is a coaching team, and Damon, your whole argument the whole season is that Monty Williams is not a great coach, what do you guys think the prospect of the Pelicans in the playoffs is going to be, especially the fact that we're facing the man's Golden State?
Well, look, I mean, look, that's the thing. If you look at Vegas odds, we're tied with the lowest odds to win our series with Boston. Boston's playing Cleveland. Pelicans are, you know, playing Golden State. We're plus 1,800. So if you were to bet $100 for the Pelicans to win the series, you'd win $1,800.
But you're not going to.
Wait, Renee.
You don't know what's going to happen. And we just won against the Warriors just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Perfect
we did
timing.
Beat them.
This is a great time for them to build
but
up
were
their
they
conference.
Not laying down? Because
no, they were
no.
Not.
No,
at all.
They were still, they hadn't clinched not anything at that point. Now here's the thing, too. Look, you know, 95%, yes, the Warriors are going to win. They are a better team. But here's the thing. We finally have a healthy team. Drew Holiday came back last week.
Okay.
Instantly makes a big difference. And we have the best player on the floor. As good as Steph Curry has been, and he will likely be the MVP this season. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Got it.
Yep. That's it. Right. When you have Poindexter, I mean, the finals are a given, right?
I got to say, though,
But I mean,
he did come in.
I mean, look, we're going to have the best player on the floor, so we have a shot. Now, how realistic it is?
It's a long shot.
Right, it's a long shot, and the good news is all the pressure is on them. There is no pressure for us to win the series because nobody expects us to win. Stop looking at Jen Hale's boobs, all right? Just stop it. All the pressure is on them, so we're coming in freewheeling. We're finally healthy. We have Davis. We can make it a series. Now, look, I just want to win a couple games.
What are your realistic odds? And I'm going to ask Renee this since Renee's been waiting to be on the podcast. What are the realistic odds of us? Like, how do you beat Golden State? How do you make it through?
You play like you played last night. If they come out on fire like they did last night, and they play defense like they did last night, then they've got a shot.
Okay, a little bit of defense, a little bit of making.
And Tyreek Evans, no turnovers last night. That's the key.
Very low turnovers last night. I think we only had 8.
Yeah.
Compared to them having double digits.
Yeah, they had 15.
So, that's a huge key. Now, they need to stop doing stupid shit where they, like, trip over their own feet or trip over the basketball and lose it.
It happened a little bit last night early in the game.
Yeah.
Like, Davis especially, because he was just...
They're hauling ass, and they just... They haul ass down the court, and then they lose the ball.
It was a little frustrating.
Goes, yeah.
So they're kind of like, blue, blue, blue.
Right. So then,
but is that the breakaways? Or
they get a steal, and then they haul ass, and then they trip over their own feet.
Right. So is that the French guy doing that? What's his name?
No. Wasn't a Jensen.
No, this was, Jensen, yeah.
Famous for doing that.
This was early on in the game where you could tell, like, we were just amped up. I think that's a lot. We settled down. And it was, I love the arena when it's like that. Like, cheering, defense! I mean, look, during the regular season, we were a pretty quiet crowd. Last night was just awesome.
And I have to say, too, the upper deck is a lot louder than the lower deck. We were upstairs. It's a lot louder.
The arena
common folk.
Louder.
Yeah, no, just the people
no,
up
just
there.
People don't mind yelling because nobody can see you. Nobody can toss you out.
Maybe it's also because the upper that you're sitting among the common folk who don't care. Whereas
kind of like 648 in the Superdome.
The lower deck, the lower deck is a little bit of more like.
Although normally
Richie
when,
Rich, but I'm not going.
A little more refined.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm gonna. clap a little bit like this. Whereas the upper deck's like, take Survivor, for example. The white collar is in the lower deck. The blue collar and the no collars are up in the upper deck. That's why they're louder. It's the same way. Damon sits with the white collars in the Superdome, and you sit with the blue and no collars in the Superdome.
Well, we're still loud no matter where we're at.
So right. Like, I'll still be loud sitting down below.
When we sat with y'all everywhere we were.
But it was the good news way. Is,
I'm
you know.
Yell where I'm going to yell.
I just love having playoff games back. And look, all the crowds the rest of the way are going to be like this. And it's awesome. Yep. It's just fun. It's fun when the crowd's engaged and the players play well. And you can tell they feed off of it.
Yeah, it pumps them up.
Yeah, I mean, you can just tell. Like, the crowd was so hyped. And here's another thing with us, too. A lot of times, people don't show up until midway through the first quarter, maybe second quarter.
The fourth quarter.
A lot of people were here on time, and it was loud from the get-go, and we shot out the gate. So you could, I mean, they knew the crowd was behind them, and that's...
Were we shooting like close to 70%?
Yeah, we shot like 65-70% in the first quarter. Like, it was, you know, because the crowd was here, we were behind them.
They were high on it.
But on free throws, what were we, like 7 for 24?
No.
That's not Shake's fault.
No. We weren't, look, Ashik took at least half of our free throws, but there weren't a lot of free throws in the game, period. Each team, I think, had under 20. The problem is, I mean, Ashik, I mean, he got stuck taking at least 8 or 10 of our free throws, and it's the worst free throw shooter on the team. The good news is, look, we scored more points, combined at the free throw line and the three-point line, we scored more points than them, and that was a big... That was a big thing in the game. And then, we were up top, and then I ran into T-Bob because he was sitting a couple seats over down below, and he gets to keep his beard. So congratulations on that.
Oh, yeah, you talked to T-Bob. How'd that go?
It was great. He remembered us. He was on the podcast.
Yeah? What did he say?
Friend of the show.
He said, oh, yeah, I remember you guys. And then I mentioned,
I remember.
And then because he does the radio show, and he's like, he made a bet if the Pelicans don't make the playoffs, he's going to shave his beard. Apparently his wife likes his beard. Whereas Renee can't stand if I let it grow out. So
keep pouring.
Why don't you get off your fucking phone?
I'm looking up stats. All right.
So either way, I'm looking for the game. Game one is Saturday at 2:30. Which, look, the Pelicans flew to California today, so they're already in California now. Yeah, they got in. And look, as much as you could tell...
By the time you listen to this, we're going to know the result of game one.
Of game one, yes. So... Yes. More than likely, they're going to lose game one.
Let's just spend this Pelican plunge, Pelican playoff plunge, with predictions. What do you think we're going to be by the time our listeners listen to this? What is the record?
Playoff record. We're probably going to lose game... All right. Hold on, would you let me fucking finish? God damn it!
Can I finish? Can I finish?
The Warriors were 39-2 at home this year. They only lost two games all season. I'm not saying we can't win there, but more than likely, we're going to come back to New Orleans down 0-2. Now, the good news is, we beat them once in New Orleans, and the other game in New Orleans, we took them to overtime, and Davis did not play in that game.
Okay.
So we can compete with them here in New Orleans. So I say the series will go back to Oakland tied 2-2. That's what I'm going to say. We're going to lose game one and two. We're going to win game three and four, which game three is Thursday night, and game four is Saturday night.
What if we win one of those two?
Then people are going to start getting a little crazy. It's going to start creeping in. I might start jumping a little bit.
All right. And with that, let's do a little rum chattish pause point. Rum chatter pause point. Renee, you're in here.
Click. Oh! Sip it up, buddy.
That was yours that you dropped.
It was. All right, who wants to lick it up? That's how good it is.
It is good.
I don't even know how clean that counter is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It may be some wine spots there, but that's not it.
The alcohol will kill whatever.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to move into...
Are y'all going to go to the games?
Wait, I want to go to one, yeah.
The first game here is Thursday night.
How can I get tickets?
You can get them.
Gee, because you don't know Courtney.
But you can get... Right? You got your parents.
I did. Call Courtney.
All right.
He'll get you tickets. But you got to call soon because it's going to sell out.
Okay.
If it didn't sell, obviously.
Something tells me it's not. Because that's.
Well, it's your loss. I mean, if you're going to go to a game, playoff basketball.
Is that what you said?
No.
Really?
I don't know if I have faith in the.
He'll come back 0-2, and I think. Yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty sure it was sold out. Wasn't it sold out last night?
Yeah. Debbie fucking Downer's over here with basketball.
I'm not a Debbie Downer, but I think Damon's...
Who cares if it's down 0-2? It's still the fucking playoffs.
I'm going to buy tickets, but I'm saying it's not going to be hard to get them.
I think it's going to sell out before the first game. I think it'll be sold out before game one.
Guy who didn't believe in New Orleans fans for the first 80 games, and all of a sudden you think it's not going
to
be a ticket.
To take Damon's cue, hey, when you win, people show up.
That's right.
When you win, people go.
Can't argue there.
That's what it is, unfortunately. So go.
All right. Pelican pause point.
We killed him in the first quarter.
Pelican pause point. That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Damon's got a text from somebody. All right. So I'm trying to figure out where to take the show from here.
Masters, Zurich.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out.
so is most of our listeners.
That's okay.
I'm going to take a pee for him.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. That's fine. I'll blur
so through. I'm going to give Jason literally 3 minutes to talk about Masters and Zurich. I'm counting down. So if you are someone who does not want to listen to Masters or Zurich, you can fast forward your podcast 3 minutes and we'll be done. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
What do 17 major championships, over $6 million in prize money, and complete domination of the sport of golf have in common? Two things: the champion and Aerofly balls.
Aerofly balls. They just seem to go further.
If it's good enough for the champion, don't you think it's good enough for you?
Okay, the Masters, not a lot of drama involved. However, the fact that Jordan Spieth won at 21 years old and won wire-to-wire, the first wire-to-wire winner of the Masters since before we were born, since 1976. This kid is 21 years old. Now, you know, it was a great tournament. The Masters is always the best major because it's the only one at the same course every year. And Tiger was actually kind of in the mix a little bit. So it was good. Hey, look, it all comes back to Tiger. Tiger draws viewers. Now, it was funny because he was kind of in it. And on the ninth hole, he hits a shot and he hits a tree stump and like jams up his arm.
Jamming in his butthole.
He jammed it up there. But then at the end of the round, he's like, yeah, a bone popped out, but I just popped it back in. Like, really, like how dumb, like, no offense, I love watching Tiger.
Okay, now he's like Al-Qaeda.
He's a pathological liar. He thinks we'll believe anything he says. And you don't say, oh yeah, the bone popped, yeah, I just popped the bone right back in. Just popped it right back in.
He's Kim Jong-un.
Like, sorry, Tiger. I love you, but come on. But it was a great tournament.
1 minute.
A couple of guys made some runs towards the end, but Spieth, at 21 years old, just a dominating performance. And it's good for golf to have another young American, because you got Rory McIlroy with 4 majors already. It's good to have a young American who's only 21, who tied the record for the lowest final score, just as Tiger did. Now, a lot of people were like, oh, is he the new Tiger? No, look. There's never going to be another Tiger Woods, okay? So just stop it right there. But Jordan Spieth is a good, great golfer, a good kid, and I'm glad he got a major, and he always wanted to win this tournament. Yeah, he won. He won going away.
American?
Yeah. American. He's a Texan. American. Oh, yeah. You follow right in with that. Which leads us into...
You're on the 8th, so you got 1 minute.
That's fine. Which leads us into the Zurich Classic, the annual PGA tournament hosted in New Orleans this week. I know there's not a lot of golf fans out there. However, it's a local major sporting event in your city.
Yeah, Jay Grizzy, Jay Shivers, we expect to see
you. You know, look, a major sporting event in your city, whether you like golf or not, buy a ticket one day. You walk around, it's nice weather, you just kind of walk around. I got tickets to the Acme Oyster tent kind of thing.
What's the dates on those?
It's Thursday through Sunday of next week, starting...
The 23rd, 24th?
Yes.
And 25th?
25th and 26th.
When's your tickets?
I'm going on Friday. Oh,
Friday,
so you...
24th?
Yeah, just call in sick.
You're going on Friday?
I'm going on Friday. I always go on Friday.
Hey, why don't you... you got an extra ticket?
No, but you can still buy one.
Let's see how.
Okay.
Let's coordinate that.
Buy your ticket. I bought mine.
I'll do it.
Zurich Golf Classic or ZurichGolfClassic.com.
Anybody can buy a ticket.
Now the Acme, it was an $80 ticket, but it gets you food and four free drinks.
Buy?
The Acme ticket.
So buy an Acme ticket.
You buy an Acme ticket. I know it's might. I know you're a little stingy sometimes, and it's a golf tournament. You might not want to spend $80 to go to a golf tournament, but it's worth it because we got a lot of good players coming in this year. This is golf.
Like
golf, we don't have Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson or
okay,
Jordan
that's
Spieth,
what I needed to know.
But you got Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Justin.
We pay
Rose.
$80 to watch Damon play golf.
Look. There's actually a lot of good players coming in. The weather's going to be nice. Just go to have a good time, you know?
You can't predict that.
Can't predict what?
The weather's going to be nice.
The forecast looks good. It rained all week this week. It's not going to rain all week next
really,
week.
It rained all week last week. It's raining all these week this week.
They're done with the rain. We're good.
Okay.
They did it on purpose.
Okay.
But look, just go and have a good... It's a good time. Just go relax.
It is fun.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
Yeah, really?
So, look, go support your local New Orleans sports events. It's okay. Good. It raises the awareness for New Orleans.
Look,
just do it.
I totally agree. And by that, we mean...
I know these motherfuckers, they barely get past football. I mean, it was a hard enough time convincing people to go watch Pelicans basketball. I can see where nobody's going to go watch golf. I get it.
I go to 20 Pelicans games a year.
Bullshit.
Yes.
You did not go to 20 games this year.
Yes, I go between 15 and 20 games every year since they've been here.
How many games exactly did you go to this year? Be honest.
I mean, between over 15. Over 15.
Okay. I don't know. Sounds kind of dubious to me, but...
I've gone to over 15 games every year.
Well, then you need to go to the playoffs.
No. I might.
I might. Okay, good.
All right, you won't. Right. Okay, so we're going to move on to look at him tweets. Read a lot of them as part of the vote, so now we're going to sift through those, and I'm going to read, and we're going to talk about the ones that the people wanted to read, or wanted to bring up in conversation. So, Jay Grizzy comes in with, if the Pellies make the playoffs,
which they did,
will the Donkeys make an appearance in the Smoothie King Center?
I'll be there at least game 3, game 4, there's a chance game 6 I could be out of town. But if there is a game 6, if you two motherfuckers want to go, buy my ticket at face value, you're there.
If they play a game 6.
They play a game 6.
I'll go with you.
I'll go if they play a game 6.
$55 a ticket. I'm not going to give you a discount, but I'm not going to charge you. All
right.
Like an asshole.
What's the date on that one?
It would be...
Never.
I don't know the tentative of game 6. Now, bullshit. You know what? We have a fucking fighting chance in this series.
Whether I'm here or not, asshole. If I'm here, I'll do it. If I'm not, I can't.
It will probably
be... If I'm in fucking Texas, I can't do it. And by Texas, I mean Alexandria.
It'll probably be like... It might be like Thursday or Friday night. Like November... I mean April 29th, 30th, May 1st.
He said November.
We'll see.
I'll go.
Maybe we'll win in 5 games and there is no game.
So to answer you, Jay Grizzy, yes. The Dome Patrol Podcast will be represented in the Pelicans playoff plunge.
Now, still, you know what? They should go to games 3 or 4. Game 3 is on a Thursday night. You're going to be in town on a Thursday, correct?
I don't know if I will or not. It depends.
Well, this motherfucker will be in town.
Damon should go.
I might go.
Damon may not go because he's really hurting. From this.
No, he's going to go to about 15 minutes
I
of the three playoff
from
games.
The vote. He's been quiet for the whole podcast.
He's dipping.
He's upset.
He's dipping.
No.
He lost the vote.
We get I get my tickets at a good discount for Pelican games.
Oh. All right. See what happens in the playoffs.
So then Wheels comes in with, how mad would Damon get if you replaced one of his screamy rants with the entirety of November rain? So Damon, what Jason and I decided was from here on out, every time you do go on a rant.
I don't even know what November rain is.
Real? Prince? Guns N' Roses, November rain.
Oh, I'm thinking Prince.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm thinking Purple Rain.
Oh, my God. Of course you
purple
did.
Purple Rain.
This motherfucker.
Okay, November Rain.
Yeah.
Play it now. So, Damon, from here on out, because you lost the music vote, every time you do go on a rant, which some people like and some people don't, but every time you go on a rant, we're going to background that shit with November Rain.
Right. There will be a lot of background noise in the future podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
I was going to say, we still have another mock draft rant coming at some point. Maybe next week's show.
Next week's show is supposed to be the Dome Patrol mock. Wait, what do you call it?
The Dome Patrol Mockcast.
Mockcast. Where all we do the whole episode is predict who the Saints are going to draft.
I'm going to grab a name out of a hat.
No, seriously, folks, we're not going to do that.
But would it be cooler if...
No, it would not be cooler. That's one thing we do agree with Damon. We hate mock drafts, and we will never give you a mock draft episode.
Especially when they're the fourth version of a mock draft, and it is a fucking slideshow on a website, which means you have to click 30-some-odd times. Just gross.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Just
you.
Gross.
Fuck you, Larry Holder.
Like, sorry, I love you, Larry, but the NOLA.com bullshit is fucking bullshit.
Okay. Next,
you're almost as bad as Jimmy Smith. Almost, because I kind of like you, but I take that back. Jimmy Smith, just a complete fucking moron.
All right,
okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Sorry, that was my rant. I played like a October snow.
October. All right, next one comes from a new tweeter.
Oh.
At Joseph Randini.
Oh.
Joseph Randini.
Huh, sounds Italian.
Yeah. Okay, so he asks, what's the deal? What's the buzz on the Nicktoon? What's up with Nicktoon? Yeah, I don't know. It's Greg Jennings. Nicktoon might not be on the team, right?
Depends on what we do with Greg Jennings.
Damon, you haven't said anything since the third minute on the show.
That's not true.
Okay, the eighth minute on the show.
Again, I mean, we don't know who we're going to keep yet. We got to get to camp and see who's all there.
See if we draft somebody, too. We'll see about Toon. Apparently, they like him, but... I mean, he's going to have a hell of a lot of competition this season, so he's got to earn it. That's all I got on Nicktoon. All
right. I'm going to move on now because, again, in the interest of time and closing the show on time.
And we got to get to watch Survivor.
Yeah, we do. There's a couple of look at him tweets that are not on sports topic, and then there's a conversation topic that's not. So, quickly... I'm going to do them in an order that I think we can just knock them out. So if you guys are okay, we're going
to... Well, if you'd hurry the fuck up. Stop explaining. And
so if you guys are okay...
Oh, hold on. Why don't we have one final Dome Patrol checkpoint?
Yes, we definitely need that.
We haven't had one yet.
No, even though we've had how many shots of rum chata?
Can we do a rum chata?
Is there any left?
Yeah. Oh, look, here it is.
Are you put it aside? I just figured it was empty. I was like...
No. We're going to do a rum
chata. I just assumed it was empty.
All right, rum chata pause point.
Which means we will have finished this entire bottle during the show. You know, be careful. I don't know how much we have left. Just give him a little piece. Oh, and...
You didn't spill, asshole? Half your fucking shot glass.
It's my house. I can do what I want. Whatever.
Yep. We drank a whole bottle of rum chata.
It actually ended up okay.
All right, here we go.
That is so delicious. Oh,
dude, rum chata. If y'all don't drink rum chata, you should.
It's not a drink to get drunk. It's a drink to enjoy.
Shoot, it's a shot or maybe like an after dinner
y'all
drink.
Y'all had to have drank some before I got here.
No, I took
he
one
He had
shot.
One shot. I didn't really? Drink any until the show
I
started.
I took one shot only to say... Because
he bought the bottle.
Only because, I bought the bottle, but also that fuck you, Damon, because you said you were going to be here first and you weren't, so I took a shot.
Ever. I know. It doesn't make a lot of sense when he says it, but in his mind, it made a lot of sense.
Right. In my mind, it was, I'm going to take a quick shot before Damon gets back.
That's pretty much what it really
was. Right. It really was. I'm getting one on Damon.
He's like, I want a drink. I'm going to take a shot of something right now.
That's okay. Jason and I took a shot when you were in the bathroom.
Okay, good for you.
Did
y'all
shots.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Relax, Gary.
Oh, come on, Gary.
Hey, so now we're even on shots.
That's right.
You're like a little, you're a flip-flopper is what he is. At least in Survivor. Hey, you know what? If we were in Survivor... And if I find that out, then I'm going to team up with you.
You can't get out.
It's like, hey, what's up?
That's how you get kicked out of the show. All right.
All right, checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
Oh, checkpoint. Wow.
I'll go first. Yeah, I've got it.
Jesus.
Jeff is hot. That's what... Jeff is definitely...
I'm like at least 10.
I would agree with that.
Oh, my God. Wow. Really?
He's had about...
I had that Margaritaville stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You were drinking
that. Then he's had four beers, a quarter of a bottle of rum chata.
Wow. I'm going to go with a four.
And we're here.
I go with, maybe a one and a half.
Damon didn't drink anything.
I just did the...
But he is dipping. He's got a little...
Damon's dipping and drinking water.
I'm still a 0.5.
All right. So Damon won that bet.
I moved past Renee.
That we didn't bet on. That Damon ended up higher than Renee.
I would have, worked hard.
He might be lying.
He could
just
be.
Just to lose the bet.
He is a lying motherfucker.
He lies all the time.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to continue with the look at him tweets, but a non-sports segment. So at this point, we're leaving the sports segment of the show. Okay, so Neil asks us about what we think about, the Better Call Saul, the finale of it. Is it me? All right. Well, let's just talk about Better Call Saul. Is it me that feels like it started and finished really quick?
I mean, the season did kind of fly by.
Is it because it was that good?
Well, I mean, it was only 10 episodes.
Right.
It wasn't the normal, like,
it didn't even feel 13. Like 10, it felt like 3.
Right. Normally it's 13. Next season is going to be 13. It was only 10.
Next season's 13?
Next season.
So it's picked up.
Yeah. Oh, it was initially picked up for 2 seasons. They didn't even have to renew it.
Next season in the fall or next season in the spring?
The same time it came on this year.
Fuck. Come on, man.
Relax, guy.
Fuck. Everything comes on in the spring.
But anyway, I thought it was a good show. If you watched Breaking Bad, it meant even more to you and was even better.
Right.
You know, but even if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, I think
you could still get into it and
enjoy it.
Courtney watched it and enjoyed it, but he never watched a second of Breaking Bad.
Of course
so
he didn't.
So it can be enjoyed, but obviously if you did watch Breaking Bad, there's little bitty things that it's nice to see. Plus,
entire Mike story?
Well, I mean...
Was for Breaking Bad's fans? Come on.
Right. And that Mike story was awesome. But again, you don't have to watch Breaking Bad.
Right.
Enjoy the Mike story.
Right. It's good on its own.
You're right. But the other question is, without Mike's story, there is no Better Call Saul. I mean, that's half the story.
No.
Dude, they gave a whole freaking episode and a half.
One episode out of 10. This is still Saul's story. This is still Saul's story.
He was involved a lot in it.
They gave Mike at least an episode and a half, maybe two.
Okay, 2 out of 10. It's still Saul's story, but it's nice
20%.
To have. But it's nice to have Mike because clearly
I'm
they knew each other.
I'm not complaining.
It's still Saul's story.
I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's still Saul's story. It's nice to have Mike. I love having Mike here.
I wouldn't have it another way.
It's still Saul's story.
I agree, but it should be Better Call Saul and Mike.
I mean, I definitely believe that they're going to be a heavy influence of Mike throughout the show. The show needs it.
Eventually,
you know where they're going. Eventually, you're going to have to see Gus at some point. You're just going to have to because
I hope you do.
I mean,
I don't
want to see it right away.
I don't want to see Gus till the finale
because I don't want it to be like, oh, it's like Breaking Bad, mini me.
Right.
Like it's Better Call Saul, and then like in season 4, oh, here's a Gus,
right.
And maybe in season 5, oh, here's a Gus again. Like
right.
He's not going to be a major part, but at some point, we're just going to run into him because the story says.
You will.
He has to.
But it establishes the relationship between Saul and Mike.
What they've already done that this season.
Right.
You don't have to.
Right. You don't.
They don't have to see him
right,
anymore.
I want to go back. And Damon, you did go back. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on. What did you see after knowing that, like, now you kind of know the origin story? What did you see?
It was funny watching Saul. I went back and watched Breaking Bad last week. And it was just funny watching Saul be the scumbag that he is on Breaking Bad.
With no conscience.
Right, with no conscience, compared him to Jimmy in Better Call Saul.
Which is the whole part of,
right,
whole point
that's
of
the
show.
Part of the show is to see where he
which
gets
back. Which is why
they
can't let him turn.
I mean, I was surprised that at the end, he told Mike, he's like, I know what I did this time. Never again. I was surprised that happened so soon because I thought
to turn. I'm ready for. I didn't tune in to watch an honest Saul.
I know, but that's not the point. The point is to see him make the transformation. You can't have it overnight.
His brother's
the biggest thing was his brother.
Yeah, I mean that might be what makes
to me,
him turn.
That's the biggest. I mean, his brother made him turn.
Right.
His brother, he wanted to go on the straight and arrow, and his brother was the guy who blocked him at every single turn.
Right.
His brother was the guy that made him Saul.
Right, and his brother's someone that he looked up to
so
much. He admired most in the world, and that crushed him.
So I kind of, I'm excited. I think there's going to be a little a little lawyer battle between the two, because now Saul obviously knows his brother was the reason for all of his being held back. I'm excited to see those two go at it, because it's going to come. I love that dynamic. It's going to drive the show, I think. And look.
And then again, I think they'll continue to do what they did this year with Mike. They'll give him an episode, and they'll give him a large chunks of episode throughout.
You give him just enough to be...
Again, you said 20%. I felt like he was at least 30, 40% of the whole season.
Yeah, but half the time he was just sitting in a toll booth. Like, he didn't do anything other than... He had his one episode, then he had the episode where he staked out the Kettlemans, then they had the episode where he went out with your little pill-popping guy. Like, in terms of action,
then he
that's
had
it.
His entirely own episode.
Which is already included.
Right. Plus he had the episode when he gave the dog to
now,
the dog.
He's almost 40% of the show.
He's over 20% of the show.
But for the first four episodes, all he was is a dude in a toll booth.
Right. So what?
He was just a dude in a toll booth. That's
if
not
you
ne- right,
if you never saw
he's probably
Breaking Bad, you're right. He's a dude in a toll booth. Look, but that dude in that toll booth, if you saw Breaking Bad,
right, which I know. I know, but I think we anticipate more than what may actually be there because we know who he is.
And guess what? We got more than what was in
and look,
actually there.
And look,
we knew that was the payoff.
That was I agree. I loved it. I'm so happy that I went and finally watched Breaking Bad because
I'm as excited to watch Saul and his story
as pretty much anything else
as I am to watch Mike and his story.
I agree.
And this prequel, if you will, is just that. Or the spinoff is the story, even though the title is Better Call Saul, I do think that they're giving the fans a prequel to Saul and Mike.
Some to Mike, but it's still Saul. It's still
no.
It's still,
well, I think
no.
It, I think
no,
it's,
no, no. It still has to be
nah,
Saul's
you
show.
Get, you get mad.
No,
get
it's Better Call Saul. Yes, Mike is always going to be involved, but it's Better Call Saul. It's not Better Call Mike. It's not.
Well, Saul doesn't exist without Mike.
I'm just saying. It's 60 or 70%. It's Saul's show. Mike is along for the ride.
Okay.
But it's Saul's show.
So
it's Saul's show.
So 60% of the story will belong to Saul.
I think 70 is Saul and 30 Mike.
Whatever.
I know it's random numbers, but either way,
you're gonna get the full story.
You are gonna get both, but it's Saul's story and Mike's along for the ride.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's been great,
and I can't wait to watch it.
I agree.
It's been great. We're gonna move on.
Okay.
Okay, so the last thing off topic TV wise, since we're already on TV, Game of Thrones. Anybody?
I watched it.
Oh wait, two more things actually.
Oh, we have a couple.
Game of Thrones is one, and then we're gonna talk about Daredevil.
Yeah.
After that, so if you didn't watch either one, you can just stop listening. Stop listening now. But for the rest of you, Game of Thrones. How about that fucking premiere?
I mean, it was a good table setter. It was very nice. I was surprised to see Mance Rayder kill. Now, look, I had never read the book, so I don't know what's coming.
Do you read the book, Damon?
But I was surprised to see a character that was built up as much as Mance Rayder just go out like that.
Really? Have you not watched any other Game of Thrones?
I mean, look, I know people.
Have you not
watched
any other Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I was surprised. This guy was killed in Game of Thrones. No shit, really, were you?
Yeah.
Then apparently you've never watched a previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the Red
they
Wedding?
Kill everybody.
Right. I mean, just...
I'm surprised they killed...
Nail them up, right. Kill them.
I mean, did you think they were going to kid Stark in the very, first
season? Literally, when that happened, I was like, holy shit.
This show's
they
legit.
They just did that.
That's right. When you knew this show was legit.
And they're finally, because they've... basically caught up to the books, they're finally acknowledging, he told them his end game, so I think they're going to have the same end game, but they're branching off a little bit, because it's fucking TV. You can't do
to one of the Game of Thrones podcasts, there's one out there that where there's a book reader versus a non-reader on the podcast, and the book reader has said, even in this pilot episode of this season, or this season premiere, I should say, that they've already... moved beyond the books in this episode.
In some people's story.
Mm-hmm. In some people. And then some of them are pulling from. So we've already... this whole entire season is going to be...
it's going to be a lot
different.
For book
readers, that you're not going to be able to predict what's
going to happen. You're not going to be able to film somebody watching a scene you know is coming and watch their reaction to the Red Wedding
To me, I've never read the book, so it doesn't make any difference
to me. It's all new to me. I'm just happy that it's back.
But I just want to know about the whole Daenerys thing... One, she says she's not going to do any more nude scenes, and I have a very big problem with that.
Right, when she's in the bed this time, you know, she kept her...
Yeah, all you did was see the guy's ass.
Right.
That's worse, to say, like, I'm not going to do any nude scenes, and then the ones that there are, I'm going to show you a guy.
Well, because they got to appease to the... There's a lot of women viewers. You got to appease to
them a little bit. I understand, but was this episode not completely... Like, there was no female...
No, bullshit. He was walking through... There was an episode where they walked through somewhere, and this girl does this episode. Yeah, this girl...
Opening scenes, yeah.
Yeah.
You forgot about those.
You still saw boobs. It just wasn't the Dragon Queen's boobs.
Well, I want her boobs.
Well... You'd have to go DVR it or go on Netflix or HBO Go.
She's never going to show them again.
That's why you go watch it when she did.
Yeah. Well,
it's always there.
All right. So here's the question. Where's the third dragon?
It's on the loose. It was too big to control even back then. But now the other two dragons hate her.
Is that how you feel? They hate her?
Although it was a cool scene to see. Every year the dragon CGI gets better and better.
I don't know if they hate her as much as she comes in.
Well, I mean, they're mad at her.
Well, no shit. If I was a dragon, I'd be pissed at her too. Every time you come in, you look at me, I'm chained up, you walk out.
Well, you're fucking abandoned. Here's the thing. Can she even control... Like, normally she...
Maybe if she'd spend some fucking time with them.
I agree. She should... considering you have dragons, you might want to go pet your dragons every once in a while.
Thank you. Pet your dragon. I pet my dragon every day.
I was going to say that's some kind of sexual joke, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I got more word on Yeflon. I mean, they didn't try to breathe fire at her, you know.
They didn't, you're right.
Right, they were showing their displeasure.
They're definitely riled up.
That's the only way they can show their displeasure. I don't know what you do with it.
But I do like the fact that Varys and Tyrion are actually going to her, because at least now she'll be connected to the story. Because,
well, yeah, I only read the first two books, and I read them both after I'd seen the episode, just because it's so fucking hard to remember who, you know.
I picked up
the third book, and I forget what new character, and I'm thinking, who is this? I gotta remember. I need to take cliff notes. Even watching
the show, you kind of like...
Right, you gotta take cliff notes and remind you who, you know, Bart, who this, and...
It just felt like for the last 2 years with her and her dragon, she's been so far apart from any... She's been so far away from everybody else.
Right. So, but it was very cool to see Varys in the...
And dude, that must have sucked for Tyrion to be in a box, to throw his shit out the...
Well, Varys, he had a good answer.
Boxes.
I didn't know what it's like to pick up your shit and throw it overboard.
Yeah, right.
You know. But that was... I mean, that was pretty... Someone told me... A guy who read the book, so I don't think it's totally off the book. My buddy Billy read them. Where they're at now is where Daenerys and her brother was when Drogo came.
When he got his crown of...
No.
But when they first met. Okay.
Remember that they were at a...
yeah, okay.
A castle or whatever you want to call it. You know,
okay, yeah, you're right.
Remember the horse people come in and see you and turn around and leave? So that's that same person.
Okay.
So it is very cool to kind of wrap, you know, tie a little bow around that and see them...
Okay.
Actually, you know, pulling for a Targaryen as a leader.
It was exciting. And then it's like, it was weird to see Cersei and Jaime not fucked by their dead dad when they fucked by Joffrey last season.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a dead king with these weird, with the eye rocks. Which is just weird to see the guy laying down with the rocks painted like eyeballs, and that's just weird.
But I'm excited for the season. Some of the things that Jaime and Cersei hit on, like, you know, now that Tyrion, now that he's dead.
Yeah, now that Tywin's dead. Yeah, what's to prevent anybody from...
Right, they're all gonna start... He was the one they feared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to have it back. There's just more great TV. Not that we needed more great TV, but...
Well, we did. We were out. We didn't have anything.
Yeah, man, I guess... Well, we still got Daredevil.
All right, so speaking of that...
I've been trying to pace myself.
We gotta watch spoilers here, because there might be some people who have never watched.
I mean, I can't really comment.
So you can't spoil
specifically.
I've only seen the premiere.
You've only seen one episode. I watched the sixth episode today.
Okay, I've seen them all.
Of course.
I watch them all.
I don't binge, even if Netflix gives it to me. I like to pace myself as though I create my own programming. Because I don't want to go 363 days without an episode.
the only show that I really binged on Netflix was Breaking Bad because I could, because I started so late.
Six seasons.
Right, because I had to catch up. But yeah, for Daredevil, I'm kind of... I mean, I've been basically watched like kind of an episode a day, but maybe a couple days
a day. You're done with Daredevil.
Wow.
I watched them all. All
right. Without spoilers.
Man.
God, that's going to be
hard. Are you excited about season two?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Are you like jerking off to season two?
No, but it was good.
It's not as good a show.
No. It's very different from the Marvel universe that everything else is.
I think there's a debate there, because Damon says it's not very different from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, no.
No. I didn't say it's different. I'm saying that...
There was a text.
Then I'm saying the shows are different because of the networks and what they're allowed to do.
Right, like there were some scenes they're not doing that on ABC.
Right, not that the shows
are necessarily different. Well, like the girl showing the boobies on the first episode.
She showed a nice side boob.
She showed the side boob, but if the next, like, 3 or 8 frames...
Okay, I didn't watch it.
Oh, Jesus, okay, he slowed it down.
Why it takes Jeff... a week to watch one episode and I flew through them. Okay.
Gives a new Jagoff material.
No, they showed Full Frontal when she was. They cut to the next scene.
I must have missed that.
Well, everybody here missed that, Jeff, but you.
Well,
but I mean, like, I will
you're the
say
one
this:
who identified
like,
the side boob.
If you don't like,
didn't identify the front boob.
The typical cookie, you know, like the superhero. And even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., yes, the story has been better this year, but it's still...
But here's the debate.
Hold on. It's still network TV, but I would recommend Daredevil to anybody who wants to watch good television.
Right.
It is intense, full, like that.
Do you think Daredevil is better than S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think it's... So far, I like where S.H.I.E.L.D.'s story is going because I know it's more connected. That's the thing. S.H.I.E.L.D. is more connected to the movies. Whereas Daredevil eventually will connect, but right there, it's not just kind of its own thing. But it's an awesome, like it's just a different type of show.
Do you like Daredevil better than you like She?
I kind of like them equally. It's a different, but it, like we talked, it's a different type of show. But like I can't wait.
I've only seen one Daredevil, but I would say already from the one. I can see what Jason means. Like, it's completely different shows.
It's just very different than anything.
Again, the shows aren't different. It's how the stories aren't different.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they're very different.
No,
the style of telling it is different.
The style of telling it goes to network.
But what
do you think is similar? Hold on. What do you think is similar? Instead of proving to you how they're different, why don't you prove how they're similar?
I mean, they're both superhero shows.
Okay.
They're both. I mean, and all superhero shows, Batman, Superman, go back. They all tell the same story. I mean, they all tell the same. It's a different, each story is different. Batman's different than Clark Kent, but it's the same thing. Superhero, hidden identity, main nemesis. It's the same cookie cutter. And yeah, the story, you know, Clark Kent's raised in wherever the Smallville in
Kansas.
Batman's raised in Metropolis or wherever the fuck he lived in. Gotham. And he's a millionaire.
Superman was Metropolis.
You might want to get it right if you're going to say.
But no, but what I'm saying, same show, just different storytelling, not different story.
Okay. But to me, Daredevil, hold on.
But S.H.I.E.L.D. is different than what you're describing. You're right. What you're describing is a superhero show. S.H.I.E.L.D. is a completely different show where it's an agency, and it's not the origin story. It's not.
You just had the origin story. You have
an origin story of a group that's tied into a future movie, but it's not like a vigilante with
it's
a hidden
a
identity
about them.
Going right.
It's not about them.
Right. It's about an agency that's connected. Agency. It's a little different.
It's a spy show. It's
It's more of a like to me.
It's more X-Files.
To me, Daredevil is a very crime. It's a crime drama. That's connected to a superhero universe. Right. Like, look, the dude's like Batman.
Whereas Daredevil is about the superhero. Well, but now, here's the other thing. Daredevil, from the first episode, and granted, I only saw one. The first episode I get is a crime drama where I'm anticipating that each episode there's a new case.
Right. What do you
that
call...
leads towards a longer story arc.
No, it's not quite. I mean, I'll say it's not quite. It's not a case of the week.
Okay,
no.
Good. Because I don't like case of the weeks.
No, it's not a case
it's
of the week.
It's a serial.
Yes. Oh, I mean, look, it's connected. It's a universe. It's
okay. Good.
Everything's connected in
good,
this universe. Because
I hate case of the
week. Yeah, it's not
the
a
only
case of
the week that I've found that I've ever enjoyed is Fringe.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd say Fringe. Mm-hmm.
It gets much different. I mean, it's, again,
it because
just,
it had a long
and it's really more violent. Like, I was kind of like, some scenes I was like, holy shit.
Netflix, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that should be, you know, HBO has, it's not TV, it's HBO.
Right. It's not TV, Netflix, it's Netflix.
Netflix ought to have, it's Netflix.
But I mean, look, I do like that because it is a separation from your normal, like, yeah, like your superhero movies, yes, people die and some people shot with guns, but like, they don't show blood.
Where was that, 2 hours?
They really don't show, you know, it's a little different. I do like that it's different, and I know what Netflix is doing because next year they're going to introduce, you know, Jessica Jones and Luke Cage and Iron Fist, and then they're going to combine for a series called The Defenders, which is kind of like what they did with Avengers. Hey!
You get the Avengers, you get the Defenders, you get the...
I mean, like you said, yeah, that, but...
And then, hey, you get the Pretenders.
But look, if these other shows are anything like Daredevil, and like, then, I'm all in. Like, these are great.
And then
I'm
the other ones that can't quite cut touch ground, and they call the Suspenders.
And they're called the Gobots.
And then you have the really old ones, and they call the Defenders.
I mean, it's a shame that I can't spoil more, because the end of episode 2 was fucking fantastic.
And then you got the ones, the gay ones, and they called the Rear Enders.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, now that, let's wrap up the
game. Yeah, I think we're good. All right, so, Pete, guys, if you subscribe to Netflix, go watch Daredevil. It's a great show. Whether you love superheroes or not, it's a good show.
All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us the old-fashioned way, jeez.
Wow, you're struggling. Jesus. Oh, my God. So Jeff might be an 11.
He was a 12 a while ago.
Jesus.
Wow.
Leave this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. No, don't leave it in.
Yeah,
terrible.
That's the point. That's us. That's if we're going to leave music in, we're leaving that
that's
in.
Right.
See?
That's right.
I can play both sides.
Do what you want to do.
I will.
All right.
You bastard. Jam it in there!
We're at Twitter, Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Oklahoma City non-playoff donkeys, you fuckheads.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Don't fuck yourself.
Wow, that was kind of mean. And fuck Oklahoma City.
I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my dog. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy, indie, extreme, and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What, do I like Kirk or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear.
They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy.
All because I'm white and nerdy.
Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm
just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.